Oh, yes, it's the Qualcomm Podcast. I'm PJ, and thanks for listening. Qualcomm makes some of the best technology on the planet. I'm going to bring you interviews with the experts and the inventors here so you can understand how the technology works and find out what's coming next.
All right, I am really looking forward to this episode. This is great. Today, we're bringing you to the front door. We're bringing you to the interns. I want our audience to find out about all the different technologies and all the experiences that we offer through all of the great work that our awesome interns worked on this summer. So guys, thank you for being in here. Also, this is gonna be crazy. There's like, I don't know, how many are you right now?
About 12.
There's like 12 people.
12, easy, yeah.
Easy? We've never had like more than four in this room. So we'll see if we break the room or not. All right, let's kick it off. So Matt, we have Matt, who's one of the heads of our intern programs here at Qualcomm. Thank you for joining us.
Not a problem. Glad to be here.
Great. So can you tell us a little about the internship program at Qualcomm? What is Qualcomm looking for, and why do we have this program?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good question, and I'll try and keep it short and sweet because we could talk for hours and hours on the why and the what, but you know, I'll take you through it, I guess, based on timeline. So we go out to the top engineering universities throughout the country to recruit top engineering talent for Qualcomm. And so we've based our efforts around what programs across the country match up with Qualcomm technology and what we're trying to do at the time, in the future, in the past. But we have about 106 different universities represented here for over 450 interns across the country for our intern program that we manage every summer.
So every summer there's 450 interns brought in?
Or more, yes.
Wow. Okay, that's fantastic.
It's pretty cool, and it's a good experience. We try and give everybody a good perspective of San Diego, you know, not only Qualcomm specific, but we do off-campus events through the summer to keep everybody engaged. We do surf lessons. We have a day where we do community outreach, and so interns can choose between, you know, beach cleanup or river cleanup, doing arts and crafts, you know, for the homeless, a handful of different things. So
cool.
A lot of cool intern events. And then obviously the purpose of the program, like you asked, is, you know, to get folks across the country at a young level geared up for what Qualcomm does. So we want to hire full-time engineers out of the intern program. We have a really high success rate for rolling interns over into full-time roles. We treat the program like a three-month interview, basically. We only require a phone screen for entry, and then when you're here through the internship, you showcase your technical talent and then are evaluated at the end of the summer from your manager, and that'll determine whether we bring you back full-time or not. So.
That's great.
Our success rate's been pretty high, which is great.
That's fantastic. And so if someone's listening and they want to learn, is there a website they can go to look up the internship program?
Yeah. So we have on qualcomm.com/careers, if you search internship, there's actually also, I think, in the new site, a link that takes you straight to the internship roles. We repurpose our internship roles. We post them, so to speak, externally in the late summer, early fall when kids go back to school. That's when, you know, companies start to come for the career fairs, and we're going to be doing the same thing across the country this fall. It's a busy time for us as campus recruiters, but that's probably the place where you're going to get the most information.
All right, so I was going to ask who wants to go first, but Lauren's going first. Lauren, state your name, where you're from, and what department you interned in with this summer.
I'm Lauren. I'm originally from Orange County, go to school at USC, so fight on, represent that.
Cool. What are you majoring in there?
I'm majoring in business with a concentration of marketing. I'm actually one of the few product marketing interns here, and I'm on the mobile and XR team.
What did you learn this summer?
My biggest takeaway was that, you know, I've never touched an Android phone, and after being here at Qualcomm and learning how, like, the breadth of all of the Android phones that we're in and the power of the Qualcomm Snapdragon, I've really come to appreciate Android and the power of that.
Yeah.
After seeing a comparison of our marketing team group bonding photos on a non-Android phone and an Android phone, I definitely can say that the Spectra ISP is the best one.
So. Aw, you're being too. All right, so I work on the camera marketing technology, so you're hamming it up for me. I appreciate it. That's very, very nice of you. Very nice. No, that's cool. What else? What was one of your favorite things that you did here at Qualcomm?
So me and a couple other interns were so lucky that we were able to go to a conference and represent Qualcomm. The conference was called Augmented World Expo in Santa Clara.
Wait, Augmented World, what was the show about?
So it was showcasing all of the cool things that's going on right now in the world of AR and VR, so augmented reality, virtual reality. Qualcomm's chips are powering so many of these devices.
Cool.
And at the show, me and a couple other interns were able to deliver demos of these products to people and just really showcase the power of the Qualcomm Snapdragon.
Who would like to go next?
Sure. Thanks, BJ, for having me here. I'm Debraj. I'm originally from India, but right now I'm living in Berkeley. I'm an MBA student at Haas Business School, UC Berkeley. Go Bears. And I'm a product marketing intern for the 5G team here.
Yeah. So what was your experience like?
Yeah, it was
5G. What'd you expect and what did it end up being?
Right. So I've been a software engineer for the past 8 years. And
really?
Just been coding in a corner.
What languages?
Python, C, C++, Java.
Awesome.
Things like that. And then the marketing team was just out of the ordinary here. Like, it's a very collaborative environment. And we had a lot of fun together here. And being a software engineer, transitioning into a business role like marketing was something totally different for me.
Yeah,
it's a completely new environment, and I definitely learned a lot about the 5G technology and also marketing.
Was there anything? Did you get to see anything launched while you're here? I'm trying to think. I'm not sure we made a 5G. Because I know. So here's the interesting thing, audience. A lot of the things that our interns worked on are, frankly, still not announced yet. So, everyone in the audience should stay tuned. We have some really exciting stuff coming up. But I guess you worked on stuff for future launches.
Yes. And I also worked on the marketing messaging this time. And there were many conferences happening during my internship tenure here, like Mobile World Congress in Shanghai, China Joy in Shanghai, and Rakuten Optimism in Yokohama, Japan.
Let me ask you this. You've interned in the marketing for 5G. What should people know about 5G?
Yeah. So right now, 5G live networks are happening in 20-plus countries around the world. They have around 150 design wins for devices,
wow,
like 5G devices all around the world. And they will be launching soon, and many of them have already launched. And right now, in our building N here, we have a 5G antenna, and we got to use the 5G network live yesterday, and it was really interesting.
Nicely done. All right, I love it. All right, everyone, feel free to jump in at any time if you have anything to add. Let's move along. Name, department, where you're from, what you learned. Go for it.
Hi, my name is Crystal, and this summer I had the pleasure of interning in the office of the CIO.
Okay, awesome. So wait, so this is Chief Information Officer?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So I worked on the Intelligent Automation Center team. And basically what I got to do is help different business units throughout Qualcomm automate different processes that they had.
So you saw the infrastructure inside of Qualcomm.
Correct.
So where are you from? Where'd you go to school?
I am originally from St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, get out of here. My brother lives there now.
Oh, cool.
All right, cool.
Yeah, originally from St. Louis, Missouri, but I have been living in California for the past 6 years.
Cool.
So I attend San Diego Mesa College currently, and I'm studying computer science there.
What projects did you work on this summer that you were helping automate, or what'd you see? What are we in the process of moving?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, I was working with RPA, robotics process automation.
So when you say robotics, we're talking robots?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been discussion of like kind of changing the name of that because that's exactly what people think. But basically, with robotics process automation, like I said, I am helping to automate different processes, just basically like mimicking what a user would do. So, for example, I was working this summer on a IT report process.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, there's a lot of waiting involved, a lot of downloading different files.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we start off by doing an assessment of the process, seeing if it's even fit for RPA.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, then after that, I talked to the process owner several times to get a better idea of what they're doing, how they're completing their process. And then I go on to start testing and developing. We were using the enterprise tool Automation Anywhere.
Just to give, like, our audience, like, a sense of what goes on here. I mean, Qualcomm has, like, 40,000 people, you know, employees,
mm-hmm.
and they need ways to do everything and everything. So, like, right, like, request something from IT,
mm-hmm.
you know, figure out, you know, expense reports, or also all of our benefits, all the awesome things that, like, Qualcomm gets to offer, you know, find out, you know, gym schedules and workout schedules and stuff like that. And these are the types of programs that you're saying, like, that you're building and working on the UIs for?
Yes. So people from accounting, finance, HR, they come to us with different processes that they want to, like, help automate and help run smoother.
Anything fun? Any good team outings or...
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it has been a great experience.
Cool.
So one of my favorite things I got to do is participate in Pride.
Oh, cool.
With Qualcomm. So I was a part of the parade, and yeah. I was also part of...
Well, tell everyone what is that?
Oh, Pride, yes.
Yeah.
San Diego, well, Pride is, different cities have it at different times, but cool. We had it here in San Diego, what was that, like, a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, basically it's, a parade as well as celebration of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I was part of Q Moves. We got to do like a little dance routine and go throughout the parade. It was really fun. I was nervous at first. I didn't think about how big of a crowd it would be.
It is massive.
It was my first time going to Pride as well. So
that's cool. And I think not for anything, we had like a big Qualcomm representation there in general.
Yes,
our CEO,
yes,
I think,
people, yes.
Went down and marched in the parade.
Yes, he did. Yeah, it was really cool.
So that's cool.
I have
so you got to...
pictures with him.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
You got pictures with
yeah.
the CEO? Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't even have pictures with the CEO.
Yeah. So that was
And
really
just
fun.
To add in, yeah. Crystal, she probably won't say it, but she volunteered to help us out with a big event called Hack Mobile. I didn't get a chance to talk about it earlier, but we have every year we allow the interns to participate in a 16-hour hackathon. So they team up in teams of four. We use Qualcomm technology, and they get to innovate basically on whatever they want. This year we brought in a representative, an engineer from Bose, and so they were able to hack and innovate on the new Bose VR headset.
Right now, we have to dial in someone. It's a very special person. I think all of you have done a great job. You're all great. But now it's time for us to dial in the world's best intern. And you're going to find out why.
This is Max.
Max, how you doing, buddy?
I am great.
Cool. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you the basics that I just asked everybody at the table. What's your name? Where are you from? Where are you going to school? And what was your experience like here this summer interning at Qualcomm?
Sounds good. So my name is Max McGuire, from San Diego, California, and I go to school at Fairfield University in Connecticut.
Cool. Oh, wait, I got to interrupt you. I introduced you offline as the world's best intern. And I mean, do you know why you're the world's best intern?
I think I had the world's best manager.
There you go. That's the answer. So Max interned with me this summer. That's why he's the best intern. I'm sorry. You're all great. But this, I mean, look, he's the best. I don't know if you want me to tell you. Okay. So sorry. So go on.
Yeah, I had a great time interning for Qualcomm this summer. Got to learn a lot working with PJ on camera stuff and content creation.
Yeah. I feel bad about some of the things I had you work on. So one of which was we had this amazing photography contest that we had this summer with this website, Android Authority. And we basically gave away free Snapdragon devices to people who submitted the best photos. And so they had one week to submit a photo that was the best. And then, you know, Android Authority would pick about 10 photos they thought were the best, and they let their readers vote on what they thought was the best, and then we give them Snapdragon devices. So in the first week, we got like 100,000 submissions, and we want to showcase these amazing photos. And Max, thank you. I had you go through all of the photos. What was your experience like going through these photos?
So there are definitely some good ones that could be the winners, as well as a lot of dudes taking selfies. There were a few pictures of potatoes.
That's awesome. What other cool things did you work on that you had a good time with?
I got to work on a project of building a virtual pinball machine that's powered by a Snapdragon phone. We found a company out in Atlanta, Georgia, that manufactures virtual pinball cabinets. We got in contact with them and ordered one to be made using computer monitors hooked up to a Snapdragon phone to power it all.
Totally. That's what we do on PJ's team. We're making pinball machines over here. Actually, this is something that we haven't publicly announced yet. It's a project we're working on, and we won't say too much more about what it's doing or what it's going to showcase, but we recommend that our audience stay tuned because it's going to be super cool. I think you, well, you know, something else cool I think you worked on? The unboxing video for the Galaxy Quest.
Yes, I got to spend a lot of hard working hours playing with the Oculus Quest virtual reality headset and spent a lot of tasking time learning how to play virtual ping pong, as well as figuring out how we could get it to so two people can be wearing two different quests and playing virtual ping pong against each other.
Yeah, and Lauren's in the room, and she basically worked on a lot of the scripting for that video. Mm-hmm. But we had, you know, Max down in the, deep working on getting all this stuff set up. Just like he said, he was the technical guy. He rolled up his sleeves and got these things hooked up on our Wi-Fi network and hooked up against each other, and so we could actually, you know, play. And then I believe you recorded, you did screen captures of VR within the device. As well?
Yes. So we figured out how you can stream it to a television. So other people who are in the room who aren't necessarily having the headsets on can see what's going on, as well as you can record from the device and then upload the recordings to a computer.
Awesome. Cool. Hey, Max, we got to keep this thing moving. Thanks for all your hard work. All right, who would like to go next?
All right, my name's Rodrigo, originally from Brazil. I've been here in San Diego for the last 4 years. I'm going to graduate school at UCSD at GPS. And
what does GPS mean?
It's Global Policy and Strategy School.
Cool.
I worked on the Always Connected PCs this summer.
Cool.
Yeah.
What can you explain to the audience what it is? What is
Yeah. So the Always Connected PCs basically has, you know, three main features. It's always connected.
These are PCs that are using the Snapdragon processor, right?
Yeah. The new one is the 8CX, and it's really cool. It has multi-day battery life, extreme performance, doing really well in all benchmarks. And it's always connected with 4G LTE, and new things are coming as well. So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And personally, what I think it's really cool is that these PCs are fanless. So it means that they don't require to have a fan. So suppose you're in a big lecture hall and your computer fan just starts, you know, making so much noise, it looks like it's going to fly over.
Yes.
That won't happen with this one.
It's crazy how long the battery goes on those devices.
Oh, yeah. You can stay multiple days without needing to charge. I've seen them in action, but me and my manager went outside without Wi-Fi, still being able to work, access the internet. It's really cool.
Yeah. Like, novel idea, being able to use your PC just like your phone, just anywhere.
Yeah.
What was one of your other favorite experiences here at Qualcomm?
We went to the Padres game a couple weeks ago. That was really fun. So I've been to like 4 baseball games in my life, and I hadn't I hadn't seen a home run live yet because I don't know, I don't really follow baseball, and I don't understand, so I'm like always like not paying attention.
Okay.
But this time I actually saw like 3 home runs in a row, so that was pretty cool.
They were all by San Diego, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank God. Okay. That's awesome. Oh, all right, next, give us a name, what you worked on,
sure.
Where you're from, where you're in school,
right.
All of it.
My name's Reese Griffith. I'm from Victorville, California. That's about halfway between LA and Vegas. I go to school in Baltimore, Maryland at Johns Hopkins University. I study computer science. So this is my second summer interning with Qualcomm. Last summer, I actually worked on the Always Connected PC.
Wait, in engineering?
Yeah, the software side.
Okay,
yeah.
No, good.
So I could talk a little bit about that because that's already released. But I worked on the Cortana AI for the Windows Always Connected PCs. Basically how you have Siri on your phone or Hey Google.
Yeah.
I was setting up the Hey Cortana feature and making it really efficient and responsive.
And you had to get that set up because if you want it to remain always on and always listening, it has to be optimized for our hardware.
Right. So it was basically the low power solution. That way the PC could run in low battery and still be listening for you to say, Hey Cortana, do this, even if your laptop's closed or you haven't used it for 10 hours.
Okay, cool. So that's part of all of our always on features.
Right. Yeah. Just that has only access to the low power memory. So it's the most efficient.
You don't want to, quote unquote, wake up the beast, right?
Right.
You don't want to wake up the rest.
Don't want to have the whole processor on if you don't need it.
Yeah. And that's basically, that's the point of Snapdragon effectively, is that we have all these other architectures and pieces built in that are more optimized and more job specific.
Right. Right. Giving those low power solutions. Yeah.
Can you talk about what you worked on this?
Or
if you can't, that's okay.
I can mention the team I'm on, but I recently pinged my manager and he said they never mention anything they work on to public-facing things. So,
yeah,
but I'm on the sensors team this year, and it's been really cool. I work on something that helps facilitate the development of algorithms in a faster way. It's basically a simulator for use cases on smartphones, but that's, like, all I can mention.
So, but talk about it more. I like that. So it's basically to have you're working on making sensors on and always low power, effectively.
Sure, yeah. This one mostly is about the development of algorithms. So if you have a use case you want to test your algorithm with, instead of taking the actual phone out and seeing if your algorithm works, you could simulate it on your laptop and say if you want to go home for the day and run that case 10,000 times and see how effective your algorithm was, it works 9,000 out of 10,000 times. That saves countless hours of development for the engineer.
Oh, okay. I definitely don't know what you're working on.
Yeah,
okay.
I think something different.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Interesting. If we want like a year's worth of data,
sure. Yeah.
You're working on a way to simulate this algorithm that you made to make sure it's robust and theoretically what happens at the end of a year of that many times of it working.
Yeah, exactly that.
Did you know you were going to work on that when you came back here?
No, I had no idea. So I came, it just said the sensors team and basically what they did. And then my manager was really nice and let me kind of feel my way out and see what I was more interested in. And then I basically picked my project.
Very cool.
Not to divert, but Reese, if you don't mind adding on, talk a little bit about how you got hired the first time around.
Sure, sure.
I think it's interesting.
So I actually went to the Qualcomm Student Accelerator, and that's basically an opportunity for students to come and learn about Qualcomm, just the culture, the intern opportunities, the full-time opportunities. So they bring us out, give us a free hotel. We went on a boat cruise. We had interesting speakers throughout the company, executives, engineers, new grads. I think we also had a panel. So you really get the full breadth of the company, what it's like at the top level, but what it's like as a new college student going into. So that was a really helpful thing put on by the recruiting team. And I was recommended by a TA from Johns Hopkins who also went to the accelerator and had a really great experience. So
just to elaborate a little bit, it's a conference that we put on every year. We it's now two per year. That we're doing one in October, one in January, and it's a way to bring in people from underrepresented backgrounds. So, for instance, Johns Hopkins is not part of our typical recruiting cycle for our core engineering schools, but you know, there's obviously smart kids like Reese there in the computer science department that can really make an impact here. So we want to try and get an outreach to people at universities that we don't typically target, as well as folks from the Latinx community, Black and African American folks, women in tech, underrepresented backgrounds in that respect as well. And the way it works is since the TA you mentioned referred you, part of the recruiting process is people who attended the conference before, we have them refer folks from their universities or their circles to try and attend the conference next year, and then we interview them and take them through the process. So definitely a cool event that we run in terms of a recruiting platform.
Yeah, I'll say you got some smart people.
Great job. Absolutely.
All right, cool. Thank you. All right, we got to keep going. Sir, come on up to the mic.
My name's Alex. I currently study marketing and econ at BC, Boston College, and I'm from Orange County originally. At the moment, I work with the product marketing department. We kind of communicate directly to like Samsung, LG, Asus, and make sure that everything's going well with them.
Absolutely. They need from us information on these products they just bought.
Yeah.
That they're putting into
Absolutely.
Their products. And they want to know how to explain to the consumer
mm-hmm.
How to use them.
Yeah.
So were there any events that happened while you were here?
Yeah. So pretty much one big thing that kind of dominated my whole summer was this new Asus ROG 2 launch that just happened.
Everyone needs to go Google that phone. That phone is it's a ridiculous
monster.
So this is a smartphone from Asus. And which Qualcomm product is it featuring?
It's actually using the latest and greatest H55 Plus.
That's awesome. Yeah, and it's a beautiful, right? It's like this really fast display. It's the refresh rate on it is amazing.
Yeah, no. Just the specs are ridiculous. I got to do like a lot of, in terms of marketing it, I got to do a lot of sub-projects. So Qualcomm for this project actually partnered with NRG and the esports team.
They're an esports team?
Yeah, so an esports team, for people who don't know, they are people who play games professionally. And they're considered sports just like every other sport. Yeah, I got to go actually to their house in LA, the NRG house, and we got to film some unboxing videos with phones there. And
wait, hold up. So there is an esports team, and they are living the life in a house.
They truly are. I went there with nothing but envy. They wake up. They have meals planned for them. They go through a schedule of practices with phones, and then they go perform on stage. Afterwards, they go eat some more. They have a makeshift ping pong table in their house, and that's pretty much where they spend the good majority of their time.
Oh my God! And they have a corporate sponsor.
Oh yeah, and they have a corporate sponsor in us.
Qualcomm.
Where we got to come up with some videos ideas ourselves, and then we didn't know if it would come into fruition, but it ended up happening. So we got to film a couple of our own ideas with the team.
Wow. All right, next up. Let me pass the mic over here. All right, take that one. Go for it.
All right. What's good, PJ? Thanks for having us. My name is Anish. I am from Orange County, and I go to school here in UC San Diego. My background is engineering, but I am surprisingly in the marketing department. And that was complete by surprise to me. I did not know this.
So you're majoring in engineering?
Yeah, so I'm
electrical engineering.
No, I'm a computer engineer. So I do both software and hardware.
Okay.
So I do both CS and electrical, which is why I'm better than both of them. Because I'm both of them in one. I'm just kidding. I'm actually really glad I'm in the marketing department. Even though my role and the stuff I do is very engineering related,
yeah.
I'm working on the RB3 platform, which is their next robotics and IoT platform.
Oh, wait. Did we announce that yet?
Yes, that has been announced. It's a product you can buy online.
Oh,
I
okay.
made sure.
All right, cool. And is it using Snapdragon?
No, it's actually using a different chip. It's a specialized chip meant for more like robotics and IoT platform. And so it's very specialized for those purposes.
What do people usually build with this thing?
A lot of different things. Some examples that I've seen is text-to-speech and using cameras. So, for example, you have a camera that just takes a picture of anything around you, and it can read the text within that image and then converts it into any language you want it to and reads it out loud. So this is really cool, for example, like when you're traveling to another country. I've used this technology myself. When I was in Munich, I couldn't read some of the menus, and I would just take out my camera, and it would read the text and translate it to English so I could read it.
Wow.
Another project idea that I've seen is someone put a camera in a parking lot, and with just one camera and one Dragon Board, they're using like computer vision.
Dragon Board is...
Not the Dragon Board, the RB3.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll get it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So one camera and one RB3, they're able to do... kind of like detection of which parking spots are open and which are not. And that heavily reduces the number of sensors and technology you need to do.
Because they don't need to put sensors underneath the gravel,
exactly.
Underneath the ground. They just need a less expensive,
like
infinitely
literally just
less expensive camera.
One camera and one RB3.
That's amazing, using computer vision.
Yeah.
So what happened? So you thought you were getting
No, and so it is. And my role is completely engineering role. But I am working very closely with the marketing department as well as the engineering department, which is why it made sense to put me where I am right now.
That's great.
And it's been a blessing in disguise.
That's cool.
Not only am I doing a major in computer engineering, I'm also doing a minor in design. And by design, that's not industrial design, but more like high level, like what is the concept of design? So when you're making something, the two big questions are, who is your target audience and what problem are you trying to solve? And that sounds very similar to what we do in marketing.
Yeah,
and so I've learned so much about this other side of the business that's not engineering.
Wow.
And so learning how do you work with partners, how do you work with customers, what is the difference between a B2B and a B2C? And this has been an entire like learning experience, and it's been so fun.
How'd you hear about Qualcomm? Like, how'd you arrive?
So at UC San Diego, our entire School of Engineering is named after Irwin.
And
so it's called
Qualcomm.
Jacobs School of Engineering. It's kind of hard not to hear about Qualcomm.
To your point, you know, this is the marketing organization here. We have to, the more technical knowledge we have, always the better.
Yeah.
So it's very helpful. You sit in an interesting place where now you get to experience both worlds.
Exactly.
That's cool. Next up.
All right, so my name is Stephen Lara. I'm an incoming senior at UCLA. I study computer science, and this is my third summer with Qualcomm.
Computer science, that means you study?
So at UCLA, computer science isn't like web dev or anything like that. We study how the computer works, like the nitty-gritty details of like what machine code is, what's the term for it, or it's like machine language, something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's basically how the computer works. All the coursework is in C and C++. It's super low-level stuff and very conceptual. So coming to Qualcomm, it's great to get some hands-on experience and actually do some like application of that. So everything I've done so far is super low-level. So my first...
Well, which department are you working in?
So my team right now is Android Display.
Huh.
So yeah, my first summer I worked on like an Android like telephone team. So I'm not sure what I can talk about that. But back then it was hush hush that I was working on the Pixel 2, something with like the Snapdragon 835. It was a big deal back then. But that's...
Oh, really? You were working? I owned a Pixel 2.
Yeah.
In fact,
so...
I own a Pixel 3 now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so... these are great. So wait, so you were working on telephony in the Pixel 2?
Yes.
Were you working on like HD voice and stuff like that?
So
you can't, if you can't say, you can't. Okay, you can't say. It's
yeah.
All good. Okay.
And also, last summer I was on a 5G team, so also can't say much about that.
Really?
But, yeah. But this year I'm on the Android display team. But I can talk about that since I'm working on something more internal to my team that just helps them.
Okay.
So with every chipset that Qualcomm releases, they're going to have different code for each chipset. And my team specifically wants to get away from having, like, a bloated code base.
Okay.
So, like, for every chipset, they're going to have different values for different parameters for different configurations and such. But what I'm doing is developing, like, a library that they can access. And just based on the chip telling them, hey, I'm a chip version, that's this number, my library will be like, okay, so I'll supply you with this version, and I'll give you all the code that you need, like,
on
the fly.
So something more modular.
Yeah, so that is... Correct.
It's like a whole science of like, how do you build a system so that you can take something out, maybe even make a change to it and put it back in an organized way if multiple people are working on it, right?
Yeah, you got to make it manageable. You got to make it scalable because like the more you put in, like the worse it's going to get for you to like take care of it.
Cool.
So
the stuff you're making that work on the display, where within the OS are we talking? Are we talking the firmware? Drivers?
So it's sandwiched between the drivers and the operating system. So it's kind of like the magic that makes them communicate basically.
Got it.
So
So Google makes the operating system.
Yeah.
And we make the drivers, but we also make that little hook in between.
Yeah, so it's so like the glue that keeps everything together.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Huh, so you're working on the display stuff that's going on there. Man, there is so much action going on with display right now. It's crazy.
Yeah, like all these beautiful displays, like crazy pixel resolution, refresh rates and all that.
What Qualcomm hardware are you usually working with?
I'm not sure I can say exactly.
Oh, okay. I love that answer. That's okay.
So we'll keep it vague.
Any other cool experiences at Qualcomm?
Hi, I'm Sophia Hurtado. I am a third-year return intern at Qualcomm. I started interning here as an undergraduate at USC, and then Qualcomm actually sponsored my master's for Carnegie Mellon University.
Oh, wow.
I'm super happy to come back.
That's great. Yeah. So we had a discussion before you came on air that you work in 5G.
Mm-hmm.
But what you work on is super secret, and we can't give away all the details on air.
Yes.
So basically, is it fair to say you're working on 5G for a new product that hasn't been announced yet?
Yes.
Okay. And also, just to make you look super, super cool, you're on a time crunch. You actually got to get out of here because you're presenting in just a little bit. About your work on 5G, and Sophia brought in all these like poster boards that have crazy mathematical formulas on it, and the only thing I recognize on it is the word 5G.
Right.
And you brought in your notebook.
Yes.
And what? Why'd you bring in your notebook? What's here? What'd you want to show?
Well, anytime anybody asks me a question about my algorithm that I made here, my head spins, and I have to remind myself the math that I learned. So when I first sat down my first week here, they basically handed me a textbook on this algorithm that I have to study. And of course, every line of that algorithm I also don't understand the math for, so you're not alone.
Okay.
And so it spent me about 3 to 4 weeks to even just figure out what kind of math they want from me and then how to fix that onto that product, the secret product we can't talk about.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but this is, I mean, all these mathematical formulas that you're working on, they're to make 5G work better?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. And make make it more efficient, more power efficient, or
power
push
efficient.
More faster throughput?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And what was the most exciting part about working on 5G?
I think just understanding the secret sauce behind it and recognizing that when we say that we're going to turn like a 5-minute download into a 1-minute download, like I now understand the math that goes into that. So it makes me really careful about the words that I talk about to other people about 5G. So in essence, it's kind of, this is like our everyday conversation with my parents. I can't really say anything about my work.
That's amazing.
But it's cool to go to sleep at night knowing exactly the algorithms and the nitty gritty and then having the opportunity to create an algorithm to make it even faster, which is what I'm presenting in like 30 minutes.
So that's cool. So other people who want to, you know, intern at Qualcomm, they're, you know, interested about your opportunities. You're now part of your internship is now you're presenting your work at what event is this?
Yeah, so this is an intern showcase, which happens specifically for R&D, research and development interns. I know that other interns can talk about that, but Qualcomm pretty much gives you an opportunity to speak to your higher ups. So last year when I gave my internship, the VP of R&D walked right up to me and was the first person to ask me about my...
Wow. Sounds like it's been an awesome experience here.
Really has. Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to hold you up any longer because it looks like you have things way more important than I've ever done here that you have to present. I don't know. Is there anything else you'd like to say? I think we covered everything.
I think we have.
Cool. Hey, thank you for making 5G even better and faster.
Thank you.
Go knock them out.
Awesome.
Show them what you did. How about we get the next one?
Yeah. So my name is Fred, and I'm on the product marketing team for mobile and XR as well. And I'm originally from Bakersfield, a small town, and came to San Diego to further my degree at UCSD, Rady School of Management, and I'm majoring in business psychology.
But Fred, this ain't your first rodeo. You are a podcaster.
Yeah.
You are a writer. Tell us all about your experience.
Yeah. So before this, I was actually running my own podcast at UCSD, and I was interviewing professors and interesting people. And so it's really cool that Qualcomm has a podcast, and it's really cool to be on the episode as well. So
that's great. And so how'd you hear about Qualcomm?
And so my background was in startups, and so I wanted to get more of a foundational experience. And one of my best friends was an intern here last year in the product marketing, and so he highly recommended it.
So what'd you work on while you're here?
Yeah, so worked on a few different things. I think the main thing is preparing for Tech Summit. Tech Summit is one of a conference hosted by Qualcomm in Hawaii. And so they bring all the tech analysis and influencers, and they get them all in one hub.
And headquarters.
They headquarters, and they announce the new platforms and chipsets, and it's a really fun event.
That's awesome. And so you got to, and to your point, that'll be... every year we have in December, and so much work is put into it, and you get to see that, right? It's starting
now. Definitely. Well,
it's starting 2 months ago, basically.
Yeah, so it's very fun because you get to see all the just new things that are coming out, and you're organizing, helping the managers out, and whatever they need. So
that's cool.
It's been a really cool experience.
So did you know much about Snapdragon before you started here?
I had no idea what Snapdragon was, and it's just crazy because Snapdragon's chip is in all our devices and that we have in our home. And so it was really an eye-opening experience because Qualcomm touches, you know, from premium to like low-level technology. And so you're at the forefront of tech. And so hearing the trends and the new future and just being a part of that has been a real cool experience.
All right. Listen, guys, I'm sorry to be a stickler, but you got to get back to work now. Okay. This was a lot of fun, but we got to wrap it up. I want to thank everyone for coming in. This was so awesome. Anything else? Anyone want to throw out anything else before they go?
I just wanted to say, like we were talking about how like awesome the internship program is, and one of the things that I really enjoyed about the program is that the amount of like higher ups and leaderships that people who came to talk to us, like we had the campus team set up something with the CEO, set up something with Dr. Erin Jacobs, and we got to.
Oh, he came in?
Yes.
The founder of Qualcomm.
Yes, exactly. And we got to hear from them and hear their stories and their take of their journey through Qualcomm. And that was just super amazing, the amount of people who took time to talk to us.
All right, guys, before you go, make sure you take my resume because I will definitely be working for one, if not all of you at some point. I appreciate you guys coming in. Everybody did great. Good stuff.
Thanks, PJ.
Thank you.
Thanks, PJ.
Thanks for listening to the Qualcomm Podcast. And if you haven't already subscribed to our podcast, you can do so via SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Oh, and by the way, my friends in legal really want you to know that Qualcomm Snapdragon is a product of Qualcomm Technologies Incorporated.